Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory and praise, because truly He is worthy of the praise. There is none like Him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. Holy, righteous, awesome, wonderful, phenomenal God we serve. Without Him we can do nothing. Through Him we can do all things. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where He's brought me from. Look where He's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where He's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where He's brought me from. Look where He's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where He's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. How can I forget what You've done for me? How can I forget how You set me free? How can I forget how You brought me out? How can I forget, oh, never, 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 oh, never, 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 oh, never. How can I forget, oh, never. Jesus, I'll never forget how You brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget how You set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget what You've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what You've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how You set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how You brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thank God for the night of the breaking of the bread. Praise the Lord for all that He does and do every day and of the greater things is yet to come. What a mighty God we serve. How can we forget what He's done for us? Shedding His blood on Calvary, Lord, as sacrificing His life, redeeming us back to the Father, and all the great and mighty things He's still doing. And He's right at the right hand of the Father now, making intercessions on our behalf. Thank God for every day, for the blessings that we receive from Him, the mercies every morning renewed, the grace, God, even in the midst of our mistakes and the blessed plan, even when we err, even if it's delivered, His mercy, glory to God that endures, all forever. But thank God, Glory, he's a God of love, mercy, grace, a God of wrath and chastisement as well. And he said he chastised those that he loved. Thank God for the balance. And he knows how to bring us into a place that this flesh, Glory, I have to die to more so he can be glorified, so we can be transformed into the image of Christ. Thank God through our faith and through, Glory, through the word and through the Holy Spirit as him being our helper. What a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord, everyone. For those that are coming on and joining us now, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio and thank God again for the breaking of the bread tonight. We will hear, glory to God, the word of God from our speakers tonight. Glory to God is Pastor, Lord have mercy. Mother Magdalene McCormick, evangelist, praise the Lord. And I'm not sure whether Pastor Sims will be available. I have to ask her. If not, we'll set her up for another day. Pastor Sims, you're prepared for tonight?
No, ma'am, not tonight.
Okay, then praise the Lord. Bless God. I talked with Pastor this evening. We couldn't get in touch with you, so we thank God anyway. Bless the Lord. But in the meantime, of course, that always means yours truly. Have to come up with hearing from the Lord. Glory to God to have some input for tonight. But we're going to prepare ourselves now to hear the word of God in just a few moments. We're going to ask Mother Willette, glory to God, will she give us our prayer for tonight? Our scripture reading for tonight, which will come out of Mark 4, 35 through 41. And we will ask Pastor Sims, glory to God, would she just go ahead and open this up with just a short prayer before the scripture comes in Jesus' name. Well, evidently she's not available. Pastor Bird, are you available?
You want me to do the scripture, right?
Yes, I'm waiting for Pastor Sims. You probably didn't hear me. I'll ask Pastor Bird to go ahead on and open us up in prayer then.
Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord God. Father God, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. God, we ask you for mercy. We ask you, Father God, that as that word come forth tonight, the word that you've given your servant for this body tonight, we say that that will be an anointed word, that will be a right now word, that will be an on-time word. It will be a word that will bless the hearers tonight in the name of Jesus. So I ask that you bless your servant, God, touch that tongue, touch your mind, Father God. And we thank you that as she come forth with what you've given her tonight, that it be a blessing to all the hearers. We thank you for the anointing, for it is the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage tonight now. So we thank you that our ears are attended and our hearts are ready to receive this word tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister McCormick, God, who's always available, always ready to bring and break the word of God, the bread of life. So we bless her now in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of God is from Mark, the fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41. And it reads as such, "And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Verse 40, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? And verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers and doers of his holy word, coming from Mark 4, 35 through 41. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for the reading of the word tonight. Praise the Lord for the scripture and for the prayer that went forth. We bless the Lord for everybody being in place. Glory to God, attentive and ready, glory to God, for service whenever they are called upon. So we thank God for Prophet Bird and also Evangelist Mother Willette in the name of Jesus. We praise God. As we prepare now to hear the breaking of bread, praise the Lord, we have Pastor, Evangelist Mother Magdalene McCormick, praise the Lord, Eminem, to come forth, praise the Lord, with the word tonight. Our series has been on faith this month, so in the meantime, she has a topic up on the faith to speak on, and then I'll take the second round or whatever God will have for me to say as she finished. So you have 40 minutes. If you need less than that, that's still fine. However God bless and use you, just be free and let flow under the anointing. We thank God. Glory to God for our own evangelist here. Glory to God. We're from Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise God. Majority of you already been hearing her before and hear her all the time when she prays anointed and a vessel that's sanctified and blood washed and covered under. Glory to God, God's anointing and a yielded vessel. So we ask you to hear ye the Lord from this vessel tonight in the name of Jesus. Mother McCormick.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Hubbard on tonight and Prophet and Nelson Willett, as both of them have one prayed and one read the scripture. Thank God for each and every one. And everybody that's on the line tonight, I thank God for them on tonight. I want to sing a song. I don't know if I sang the song first or pray. I guess I sang the song. I want to sing a little song first, and then I'm going to pray, and then I'll go on with the word. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I feel better. So much better since I laid my burden down. Well, I feel better, so much better since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, my friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. My burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hi, my. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord God, we come giving glory and honor to you, Lord God, for all that you is and all that you're doing, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to move self out of the way, God, as I come forth with this word on tonight. God, we ask you, Lord God, that their ears would be open, that they would hear what the word of God say on tonight. And God, I pray that you put the word in my mouth, that you would say what you want to say. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you will forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done, that I would, that self would move out of the way, that the anointing would flow, and it would be able to flow, that it would touch somebody, that they might cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give glory and honor to you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. As I go forward with the word of thy God, speak and say what you want to say under your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic tonight was steadfast and unmovable in your faith. So I looked at that this morning, and I was reading this morning, early this morning. I got up early this morning with that word. And I was looking at that. It says, steadfast and unmovable in your faith. And before I could get to walk away from my table with the word, or get through writing the word, it said, prepare yourself. My subtopic is prepare yourself. So I come again, and I thought about the lame man at the temple. I thought about that, and I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to explain that. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. A man lame from birth was being carried, whom people placed daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful to ask alms from those who enter the temple. I thought about that part right there as Peter and John went up together to the temple at the ninth hour and the hour of prayer. I thought about that, how they went up there for prayer. But on their way, they was going up there. I thought about they met a man laying at the gate that was carried there daily. He was carried there daily. And I thought about also when he was there at the temple, with the temple called Beulah, and the man asked for alms, which he was asking for money or either some food. And so I began to think about how we walk around every day and how we see a lot of people on the street and on the corner, how they needed so many different things in their life. But then I began to read again, and it says, see Peter. It says, see Peter and John about to go into the temple. He asked for alms, and Peter gazed at him with John, said, look at us. So Peter gazed at John. They was like, I guess they were just, I'm kind of imagining them, or they maybe they're walking together, and he gazed at John and told, I guess he was saying, I'm going to ask the lame man to look at us. So he paid the lame man. I said the lame man paid attention to them, expected to still receive something from them. He was still want to receive something from them. But then Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but I give you what I have. And so I thought about that thought where sometimes when we walking on the streets or we walking from one place to the other, we don't have sometimes we may be out there. We might not even have any food, or we might not even have any clothes or any money to give these people that's on the street. So he said, like Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but I give you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I thought about that sometimes. I said, as we walk these streets and as we go from one place to the other, we may not have no food, and we may not have no money to give them. but we can give them what God has given us. If we are born again, if we have that anointing in our life, we can tell them that, like he said, I give you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. We can touch them if we got that power that God has given us, that anointing. We can say, arise up and walk. We can tell them what the word is saying. We can let them know that God is able to work out whatever problem that you may be going through. Now we may be able to give them some food too, because they may need some food if we got any food. But the main thing, that if we got the anointing, if we got that anointing in our life, we can be able to let them know that God is able to supply all your needs according to his rich and glory. And we can let them know that. And then it says, he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And when he raised him up, immediately, his feet and ankle were straight. I thought about this poor. I said, this man was at he was laying there. They carried him there. And I don't know if it said how long they had to carry him there or whatever. But they carried him there. His feet and his ankle must be like, I don't know if you ever seen people sometimes when they ankle and their foot is not straight and it's turned like up some kind of way. So I said, it must have been kind of that way, but Amelia, it came quick. Amelia, his feet and ankle was straightened. It was straightened. It didn't say straight, it was straightened. And then he said he jumped up. Then he jumped up. And so I thought about it. I said, he had that strength. That strength came to him because he jumped up. He stood. He jumped up, and then he stood, and then he walked. And then entered the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. And so I thought about that situation, how going through problems and going through situations, how people don't understand and don't realize that Jesus is their answer, that he's able to deliver them from whatever problem they be. It don't even have to be on the street. It can be maybe you go visit somebody. Maybe you go to the nursing home, or maybe you go there and just talk to them, pray for a person. Not saying that they homeless or anything like that. Not saying that they need food or money, but if you decide to give them that money while they're there, I guess it's okay. But I'm just saying that as they was praying, as he told them to rise up. He told them to rise up, and he did, and he leaped, he walked, and he jumped up and praised God. He said all the people saw him walking. See, now, this is people that was around him. These people saw him walking and praising God. You know, there's going to be some people that's going to see when you do a thing, when you're trying to help somebody. There's going to be somebody probably going to be there, and they going to have the mind of Christ. And some may have it, some may agree with it, and some may not agree with it. But it says, saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he who set their arm. They knew it was the lame man that set their arm, their arm at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazed at what happened to him. They were so shocked. They were so shocked. They were so shocked at what have happened, because that's the way it is today. whenever you get delivered from something, whenever you are going through something, people are so shocked. And say, I remember when you used to do this. I remember how you used to act. And you don't act like that no more. And I remember how you used to go this place and go this place. You don't want to go this place with me, no. Because as I thought about that point, I thought about that, like the talker said, steadfast, unmovable in the faith. So I'm steadfast now. I'm immovable. I'm not that person anymore. I don't do those things anymore. I realize who I belong to. I realize that where my help come on tonight. And so I just thought about that point in with the lame man. And he said, you must see something in the vision. He said, you must see something in a vision. It was just like, it was a vision that man, I realized that lame man probably had a vision all the while that he had been, they'd been carrying him at the beautiful gate. He probably always had a vision, and he probably always thought about different things that he wanted to do, or how he wanted to walk around like everybody else. So I'm saying hold on to your breakthrough. And then are you on the way? Because you are on the way. He said, you must keep your goal up. So what this man was saying, I'm just paraphrasing. This man had to keep his goal up. No matter what he was going through, no matter how the situation looked, when he was going through the situation he was going through, because the word said in Psalms 12 and 8, the Lord keep watching over you as you come and go, both now and forever. So the Lord, no matter what his problem was, God was still watching him, even though he couldn't walk. He was always watching him. And he will guard you when you leave and when you return. He will guard him. He will protect him when he go wherever he had to go at. He'll protect him when he comes back. And the same way it lives with these people that's out here on the streets or wherever they might be today. Whenever they go back to their little post, wherever they go at, God is still there with them. He said, because he will never leave you nor forsake you, even when you don't even know who God is, when you don't even know who the man is, he still will protect you. He still will never leave you nor forsake you. And so God said, God is saying, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. People do not see the build-up. What I mean by that, people don't see a lot of times when we are going through our problems in our situation. People don't see how we are being built up behind closed doors. They don't see how we are those that may be struggling, that might be praying about a situation, or might be fasting, or might be studying the word, or just crying out to God all the time, and they don't see that. They don't see that. That's when God is building you up. He's building you up. He said, people do not see the build up. You being built up then as you study the word of God. And you can keep studying the word and seeking God's face and crying out to him and fasting and just believing in him and trusting him for what you need. You are being built up. But before the break, it'll be before the breakthrough. Because see, the breakthrough is gonna come. It's coming. He said before the breakthrough that brings victory. See, that breakthrough gonna bring the victory. And see, when that victory, just like that man, like the lame man, that he was, nobody saw what he was going through. Nobody seen how he was going through situations when took him back wherever they took him back at. Nobody seen what he had to eat. Or what kind of money he had. Nobody saw all of that because he was being built up. Because he probably realized one day I'm going to get my blessing. I might not know when it's going to come, but it's going to come. You know, he probably saw that in his mind. And he got his breakthrough. He said the breakthrough that brings victory, it brought victory. Then suddenly it happened. Then suddenly it will happen. And then Psalms 27:2. It says, when the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Now, see, there could have been some people that had been coming there before Peter and John. They could have been coming to her and they could have been saying things about him. They could have been laughing at him. They could have been doing so all sorts of things. And that's like the wicked. That's the wicked. So when the wicked, even my enemy and my force come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fall. And so they stumble and fall when they try to hurt that person. They didn't know who this person was. See, that's why the word of God tells us, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. We don't know. We don't know who the anointed one. We don't know who the prophet is. So therefore, we have to keep our hands and our mouth off of people. We can't be doing that. Can't be doing that. We have to not do that. And so there come a time when we have tried it all. So we need to return full circle to the trust provision, say, as the only. There come a time when you don't try everything that you walk this journey. You don't try everything that you can try. You don't went this way. You don't went that way. You don't try everything around the circle. And there come a time that you need to come to Jesus and give it all to him. Give it all to him. It says only a purpose, attitude of one who must now wait for God to act. It's come a time that you have to wait for God to act, because a lot of times we, like the word of God said, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways are not him, and let him direct your path. Because sometimes we try to direct our path and we make for mess out of it. We just mess up. We just mess up a lot of times. And then it also says, steadfast, immovable in your faith. I look at that word meaning to be spiritual, grounded. I believe that a steadfast person knows what he believes and cannot be tossed and forward. See, I believe that when you want to do right, and when you be steadfast, you want to be grounded. You want to be rooted and grounded. You don't want to be tossed back and forward. You don't want to be on this side and that side. You want to do what God would have you do. It says 1 Corinthians 15:58 speaks of Apostle Paul wrote, therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, let me know that this verse of Apostle Paul want to encourage you in your work of the Lord. He wants to encourage us to let us know that I will let us to be steadfast so that our labor won't be in vain. Likewise, to be unmovable is to be unyield and incapable of being moved or divine. Being steadfast and unmovable in the gospel. That's what we need to be steadfast in the movable of Jesus Christ and the gospel of him is to commit to follow him. That's what we have to do, to commit to follow him, thereby always abound in good work, always abound in doing something good for the Lord. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast on the trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promise to those who love him. And you know, as we go through our trials and our tribulation, we you know, you're going to go through some tests. You got to go through some tests. And then we got to pass some of those tests. We're going to go through some tests. But do you love God? And you may say yes, but what are you doing to show that love? You have to pray and pray me by exercising your faith. You got to exercise your faith and to keep your faith strong and steadfast. You have to continue to pray. You got to continue to talk to your Heavenly Father. You got to continue to because that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be steadfast. He wants us to be unmovable in the faith. And he wants us to believe in him and trust him and to lean not to our own understanding. And don't live by feelings. Don't live by your feelings. And be diligent, thinking your palming that scripture, putting them scriptures in your heart, putting them scriptures so when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And then it says, the scripture, you need to repent, you keep the commandment, you serve others, and that's another thing we have to serve others. That's just like Peter and John were doing. They were serving that lame man. They could have just walked away from the lame man. They could have not even paid no attention to it. But they by the power of God that vested in them, they knew what God had told and spoke to them to do, and say a person will be calm. You become a holy firm to the chosen position, and falling through with determination. That you got to have that determination that no matter what, I'm going to do this. No matter what, I'm going to live for the Lord. I know where God has brought me from, and I realize if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be on tonight? Because of him that I'm sitting here tonight. Because of him, I'm breathing. Because of him, I can walk. Because of him, I can speak. Because of him, that my body is healed. And then Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him. Say, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you, because our mind is fixed on something. So your mind can be fixed on something, and it might not even be fixed on the right thing. But then Isaiah suggests that our mind is steadfast and trust in God. So that's why our mind has to be here. Our mind can be on all these other things that don't even add up to nothing. But I just said that our mind got to be on Jesus Christ, got to be on our Heavenly Father, so he can help us to be able to go through some of these things that we're going through in these days and times, because we are going through some situations, and there are some things that's coming on the land that we must get grounded, rooted and grounded in, because of Jesus Christ. He knows what we need before we even ask, but he wants us to open up our mouth and ask for these things, and then sometimes he wants you to be quiet and let him work out some situations, because sometimes we can say too much. It's something that we might not even need to be saying, and God trying to work some situation out. And then sometimes we can say things, and we need to say things. So it's vice versa. If you either know when to speak or know when not to speak. So that is like vice versa when God is speaking to us, because sometimes he could say, no, it's not the time to open up your mouth and say that right now. Just wait on it. And then he could say, speak, my child, speak right now. He can say that. When we trust in God, we learn about him and grow in the knowledge of him. So we know that the Bible says, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So we need, you know, that word. And as we go forward this little bit forward right here, and I have to say it because of something that I've been through, I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God for the knowledge, because I always say that spiritual ever learning never comes to the knowledge of truth, because I tell you, if it hadn't been a word that helped me, because, you know, a lot of times back in the day, I used to go to church, and I didn't even take no Bible. I'm just listening to what the man of God said. I ain't had no Bible to hear what he was talking about. He could have been telling me some of anything, and I didn't even realize. But because of getting the understanding now, because of God have given me the Holy Holy Ghost in me, the greater one is in the inside of me, that I have grown, that I thank God for each and every one of the prayer warriors on this line, how y'all have helped me, and how I have been grown from the church I go to, my pastor there. I thank God, and for Jesus. Jesus don't mean Jesus God. He's the one. He's the only one. Thank God for him, for he's the one that helped me to go through the situation that I'm going through today, that my eyes have come open, that I have can read the word and I can understand. I may not understand a lot, but that what I can't understand, I'm going to stick with it until I get some more. And then it says Act 2, 42 and 43. Talk about the breaking of bread in prayer. That was when Paul, you know, Paul did a lot of things back in the day. But thank God for God having mercy on Paul. Even though he went through the things that back then he was Saul. It was Saul first before he became Paul. But thank God that he had mercy on him, and he gave him a chance. You know, he gave him a chance. So they was breaking a bread, which prayer. And then verse 43 said, talking about how fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And so I thought about the one of the signs when I thought about Peter and John. That was some of the signs that happened, those signs that were being done as Peter and John went into the beautiful gate with the lame man. So I thought about that part. And then also love you to let me know where to stop if you want me to. But it's in when the lame man says, James 1:2-8 says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into a violent trial, knowing that the test of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect working, that you may be perfect and complete, like in nothing. And then it says, count it all joy, my brother, when you meet trials. Like when you come to some trial, because, you know, you look at that stretch and then say, how the world you going to count it joy when you fall in these different trials? But then it said, count it all joy, my brother, when you meet trials. Because you want to meet some trials. And very kindness, it said, for you know that the test of your faith produced steadfast. And let steadfast have it full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, like in nothing. So you're going to go through some tests. And it says we are to consider what we are going through. We got to consider what we're going through as a matter of joy, not because the thing itself is something that is pleasurable, but because the tribulation work patient with us. And we're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to go through the tribulations time. There's some tribulations, different trials, different tests that we're going to go through. But also, it just let us know to be steadfast, and be patient. And say, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. You got to be complete, like nothing. And as I also was saying a while ago, when I was talking about, let me turn my page up, talking about preparing yourself. When God was letting you know, prepare yourself, you got to be prepared. That's just like when you get ready to, take a test or get ready to do anything, you got to prepare yourself for the test. You can't just go into that place. Or to the that place and take a test, and you ain't study, you ain't did nothing. Here they're gonna throw a test on you, and you ain't study. You don't know nothing about what's going on. So we gotta be prepare ourselves for the situation, for the thing that's going on in the world today. We gotta prepare ourselves, because some things are coming, and we need to prepare ourselves for the situation, for the thing that's getting ready to happen. We gotta keep our eyes open. We got to be alert of the things that's getting ready to come on the land. And I have a lot of verses, but I'm not going to read the verses. I'm going to read. I'm going to see some of them. In James 1:2-4, Joshua 2:8, 23 and 8. 1 Samuel 12 and 21. Job 11 and 14. I thought about Job. I thought about Job being steadfast. I thought about Job and Job went through the things that he went through, how he lost all his family and all his children, how he lost them. I thought about how the people come there and they looked on him and how his wife told him the curse God. He told her, you speak like a foolish woman. I thought about that stuff. And so he wanted, no matter what we're going through, we need to be steadfast, unmovable in the faith, to hold on to our faith. Because we know that the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it, but by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. There's a lot of scripture that I can, I'm going to call some more. I'm going to read a little bit more, and then I'm going to soon be finished. And then it says, let go of the past. That's a lot of things. That's another thing that we are doing. We're holding on to some things that we need to let go of. There's some things that's holding us back. God wants us to let it go tonight. He said, let go of the past. Stop looking back. We look back. You know, just like you got a mirror. You got a mirror in the car. And you keep looking back. If you keep looking back too much, you ain't going to be able to go nowhere. You got to stop looking back so much. Have confidence in God. Say, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God. You can't embrace the good plan that you have in the future. There are people that think that they can't make it because of what have happened in their past. There are people that think you can't even make it. I'm here to tell you, you can make it. You can make it. I've been through some stuff. And I know I may not have been through the same thing you've been through, but I'm here to encourage you on tonight. You can make it if you want. You want to make it through Jesus Christ, you can make it. But you can't do it on your own. You need some help from him. But I encourage you to change your thinking. That's what you got to change. You got to change your thinking and set your focus in a whole new direction. Then you will begin to say, I don't have to live like this. I am better than that. God wants you to receive what Jesus died to give you. We got to get it in our mind that Jesus died for us. We got to get it in our mind because the enemy going to keep tricking you. He going to keep bluffing you. He going to keep coming to you and letting you think you can't do this. He going to keep saying that you can't make it. But you got to bind that devil up like Mother Alexander tells us to do that stuff. She always tells us to bind that devil up. Plead the blood of Jesus on it. Know who you are in Jesus. Know who you are in Christ. She tells us that all the time, and I thank God for her. And it says, because he loves us so much, and he has a plan for our life. God got a plan for our life, and help us not to miss it. Don't let us miss our plan. He said, Jeremiah 29:11, I think that's what it is. God have a plan for us. He said he has a plan for our life because our new life in Christ means that we have been complete forgiven. We already been completely forgiven of what have happened, of all our sins. Do you not know that God has wiped your slate clean and taken up residence in your heart? Do you know that it's clean? You can let the past, you can let the past go. You can let it go. Just let it go. Drop it, leave it, and let it go. That's what you need to do. You need to first drop it. You got to leave it, and then you let it go and begin to get excited. Get excited about it, about your future. Get excited. Wake up in the morning like the word of God says. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't have to choose that bad, sad day, waking up in the morning. I don't think I'm going to make it today. How you doing, girl? Oh, girl, I feel kind of bad today. I don't think I'm going to make it. Well, you're going to put it out there. You ain't going to make it. You don't open up your mouth and say that. You shouldn't say that. We have to be careful what we say. The word of God says, speak those things, throw the word. You don't spoke it. You don't spoke it in your zipper. You already spoke it out there. You ain't gonna make it because you don't put it out there. He said, when you get discouraged again, say, no, 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 I am not going to live in bondage anymore because Jesus' word has set me free. Mm-hmm. It's the word that's going to set you free. So just believe all things are possible. Just believe what the word says. All things are possible with him. And then we cannot do anything about what has happened. We can't do a thing about what happened in our past, but we can do some things about our future. We can do what's coming ahead of us. We can't do whatever's happened in the back of the past. We can't do nothing about it because it was back there. But whatever happened in the future, we can do. It says, just think about God calling the children of Israel out of bondage and Egypt to go to the land he had promised to give them as a perfect inheritance, a land that flowed with milk and honey and every good thing they could imagine. Everything that they could imagine, a land in which there would be no shortage of anything. They needed a land of prosper in every realm of their existence. We cannot be of any good to anyone in our life if we have not had a moment to be good to ourselves. We got to be good to ourselves, church. We got to be good to ourselves. I'm gonna stop. We got to be good to ourselves. And also it says, in this world, God has given us the tools we need to help us through each new day. He has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61:3. So when you wake up in the morning, decide that no matter what happens, you will not be depressed today. And that is for tonight. And I hope someone has got something out of the word on tonight. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. A powerful word. You didn't have to rush. You still have some more time if it's something was in your spirit that you still need to finish. But a powerful message. Is there anything else that you have to say?
Wait a minute. I got another one. I just pulled my paper over. It said, put on the garment of praise first thing in the morning. Listen to worship. We need to listen to worship music when we wake up in the morning. Listen to some worship music. Read the word and renew your thought. Renew your mind and your thought. You know, that thought, that's the main thing, that thought, whatever. The Bible tells us I think it's 1st or 2nd Corinthians, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 10 and maybe 15, I don't know what. But it says cast down those imaginations. You have to cast down those thoughts. Those thoughts will come running in your mind all kind of way, all through the night. There will be all kind of different thoughts will come in your mind. But God told us to cast down those imaginations, to bring them into line with what God say. You are righteous and blessed. You can think right, talk right, and act right all day if you spend time with God before trials come your way. Because the trial gonna come. It's gonna come. So I'm gonna stop. I got some more, but I got a lot more. But I'm gonna stop.
The Lord really put the word in your spirit tonight for sure. I'm just coming in the last minute with a few thoughts forward to God, because on faith, that's why I said you could finish up whatever you had. But I do thank God, praise the Lord. So always have to be the backup if anytime anything changes and whatever like this, but praise the Lord. I thank God because truly God had put a word in your spirit, and the children had, the grandbaby I hadn't too long ago left just before time for service, and her mom picked her up and whatever. And I'm saying, Lord, I didn't even get to get in the word just in case I didn't get to hear back from our sister, and evidently the Lord blessed. We thank God, you know, sometimes we have other things that come about, but God bless, and I know when the Lord uses her, she will have that word right on time when it is time to come forth. And I was a little late giving you all your topics on the faith and whatever like, but we thank God. But in this, holding on, Father, as we come before you, we thank you for the woman of God that just came forth. And God, hopefully I can hopefully just say a few things in 15 minutes, no longer than 20, hopefully. But praise the Lord God, we bless you tonight, and we thank you for that word, the power of the anointing in it, and the wisdom that came forth. And bless me, glory to God, with a few words that would be shared. Is it holding on to our faith in the midst of the challenges? And Mother Willette had read something out of Mark 4, 35 and 41. I'm not going to go over all of that, but as she was just reading, talking about the faith and even peace in the time of fear, and how Jesus asked his disciples, why are you so fearful? And he said, it's not unusual for a person to be fearful in the midst of a storm. However, the disciples had no need to be afraid. The one who can do all things was on the ship with them. And we have to think about, we have Jesus on board on the inside of us, and still yet all the things he's proven himself, just like when you go back with the children of Israel all the way up until now and various things we've seen in the Word of God, the challenges, the testing, like my sister just talked about, testing and tribulation is going to come, but we got to prepare ourselves. But in the midst when we have been there and seen and been with him and the Word with us, and sometimes we still yet have a situation where we allow the enemy to steal our peace and cause us to walk in fear. But he was on board on the ship, and here it is, glory to God, they were fearful after all the miracles they already seen him wrought. And sometimes even with ourselves, with the Holy Spirit on the inside, Jesus on board, and he's proven himself, and then he even gave us his word and his promises and whatever. Then we have manifestation of other things that he did in our lives and other people that we have seen, and somewhere or another the enemy comes in. But we have to, just like what she just said in the, I think it is 1 Corinthians, 10:15, about tear down those imagination. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we got to bring it into captivity, because he's going to play with that mind. It's a minefield where he'll just go and put thoughts here and there. If we don't keep ourselves built up and keep ourselves built up in our most holy faith and make sure we read the word, studying the word, rightly dividing the word, and standing on the word in faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And we got to know God's word said it, it's settled, and so I got to accept it. It's not God's word said it, I believe it, and it's settled. No, it was settled before you ever even thought, glory to God, to believe it. We got to get to that place that we condition ourselves for that and know, glory to God, that God is faithful to his word. Praise God. The peace of God does not always allow the natural fear humans have of life storms. It should, however, cause us to run to the master of the storm for comfort and help. Along as Jesus is in our ship, we can know that everything is going to be all right. And he's going to always work things for the good for those that love him and called according to his purpose. And he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the hope of glory. We wonder why God's not moving God's not moving as too many attachments to the devil and in the church. Computers are linked just as we can be linked to a satellite. There are links to a connection that gives us access to what's going on around you. What's happening in the church is the devil has many accesses to what God is trying to do. Some of you are linked to the wrong source and getting the wrong input, so you're putting out the wrong output. And this woman that God that said that is so powerful from what she's saying it is, because sometimes we're connected to the wrong type of people or situations or circumstances. And so, of course, if you got the wrong input, you're going to have the wrong output. And what we should be is putting into our spirit what the Word of God says and standing on that faithfully, because he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we got to recondition our minds. He says, glory to God, in Romans 12, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, he's asking us to present ourselves, our bodies as a living sacrifice, and then told us not to be conformed to this world. That's what Paul was saying, and go over there and not allow ourselves to be conformed to the strategies and the tactics of this world. We got to know, glory to God, we're connected to the spiritual things of God. That means go out these world's goods, these world's thoughts, in this real world on thoughts and whatever like this, and reasoning and analyzing. That is contrary to when it comes to walking in faith. Faith is the suffering of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Then when we get the reason and analyze, and we are going and taking that information, and then we are turning back around and compile a nit over that to come up with our own conclusion. The thing about the way God does things, as high as heaven is from earth, is his ways and our thoughts. Glory to God. Well, okay, Lord, I ain't had all of that, but bless the Lord. Faith is like a Wi-Fi. It's invisible, but it has the power to connect. you to what you need. Jesus Christ, our Lord of Lords, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God, our Savior, glory to God. We got to make sure that we don't let nothing deter us off the path. Glory to God. If we're going to walk in faith, then faith's going to cancel out fear, and fear's going to cancel out faith. Praise the Lord. We cannot be move God's landmark. We got to be to a place, glory, we got to recognize we got to be holy and righteous. And you can't mix holiness with unholiness. And we have to make up our mind who you're going to who you're going to serve. And we can't take the devil tactics when we try to use it, even try to lure the youth in. Well, okay, let's do this. They can dance. They can do this right here. Or either whatever. We can do this right here. Oh, we don't take this and take scriptures out of context. Oh, was Jesus drunk wine? Oh, this right here. He didn't mean this right here. And then things we put in our temple, then glory to God, contrary to the will of the Lord. Oh, I don't see that in the Bible. I don't see that. We got to listen. We got to be careful about listening to these strange gods and these glory to God things that people try to take the word and reduce it down to what they think and what they feel. Because he said the word is not for no private interpretation. Praise God. We got to get to a place that we settle down and glory to God. Like you just said, all the things that Job went through, all the things that glory to God that he had went through, but still yet, even with the ridicule or glory to God from his friends and even with his wife, glory to God, have losing, and we know heartache and stuff like that and pain and whatever like this, her response was seeing all these things that take place or you'll curse God and die, but the man of God turned back around and stood and made a difference. And even at the end, it's still yet to make more children. Glory to God. There was his wife. And go, God is a forgiving and a loving God. But then seeing him out of all the ache and the pains and the agony and the ridicule and the loss of, you know, the grief and everything, he stood. Abraham, glory to God. When you think about all that they waited for that child, glory to God, and it took 25 years. They made some errors in between, but in the meantime, his faith stood that God would bless and God brought it to pass, but then he had to sacrifice his son. He still said, glory to God, when we were going up to the mountain, he told the servant that we and the lad is coming, we'll be back, praise God. Whether it had to be sliced and diced, he stood fast and steadfast, back with the word of God with her, talking about the steadfastness in faith, and then our fears and whatever like this. He didn't go up fearful about wondering whether and you know, through his storm or through his trial, he stood. And God said, there's a ram. The angel of the Lord said, there's a ram over there in the bush. Praise the Lord. So he didn't brought no harm to the child because God could see that it was nothing between him and glory to God and the Lord. He was making sure that no matter what, God, I'll do whatever you say, no matter what, even if I have to sacrifice my son, but I believe what your word said, that you're still going to bring it to pass. So we can't keep on defaulting back to the same things whom the Son has set us free out of. Glory to God. We got to be steadfast in the faith and know, glory to God, if God said a thing, we got to stand fast. The enemy going to come because that's his job, his MO, to come steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I come to give thee life and life more abundantly. He told us over in Peter that, glory, the enemy desires, the enemy will come in like a roaring lion because he wants to devour us. And he's saying for us to be alert, for us to be, you know, we got to be alert, glory to God, and we got to get so established in the word and in the promises of the Lord that, glory to God, we stand on. And then we got to know that we're not on an island, that we have helpers, glory to God. He told us to be helpers one to another. Pray, bear one another burdens, glory to God, and strong bread and firm of the weak. He even told us in James and so forth like that in the midst of it, he even told us that the effective, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed because the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We are not on an island. He's the head, glory to God, and we are many members in the body, but we are to be collectively working together and listen to the command post, glory to God, from what God is saying, our chief executive officer in charge. He's the one, glory to God, don't help us to keep us from being a POW. And then if we are a prisoner of war, glory to God, we're blessed. He know how to deliver us out of us. He's MIA, glory to God. We don't want to be missing in action. Some people are missing in action right now in, glory to God, in the body of Christ. Their body is in one place, but their mind and everything else in another place. And some got the mind and the body someplace else. And some are just contrary to the things of God, teaching and preaching and glory to God, still stabbling and things haven't made up their mind who they're going to serve. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. As Joshua said, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. They may not glory to God confess Christ, but you're going to come subject to the things that's under standard in this house. Oh, God, we got to help glory to God ourselves to make sure that we'll be an example and lights and glory to God and not waver in the things of God. Praise the Lord. What glory to God, praise the Lord. Like I said, he just gave me a couple things just tonight really quick. And I don't know if my 15 minutes up yet or not. I can't really watch the clock and pray to it at the same time. Bless the Lord, amen. I mean, read. But God lets us know being sold out to holiness, destiny can't stop here. And we got to know our destiny doesn't stop wherever situation that we're in or whatever's going on at that time. That's where the enemy want to put that cork in the wheel and cause us, glory, to get stagnated through, glory, whether it's from grief or sorrow. Oh, it don't have to always be through death. It could be through losing things. Like people, glory to God, even the stock market one time, people were jumping out the window. They lost this, they lost that, they lost the job. And it's like they just lose everything. And it's something else, glory to God, when things happen and people going out doing hideous and crazy stuff and whatever, it's because they're caught up in the things of this world. And we know this is the world system, but we have some believers, because they're weak and haven't surrendered or haven't totally sold out to God, that some of these things will get them caught up too as well, because as long as everything's going good, you got money in your pocket, you got the cupboards are full, glory to God, you got this right here going on all as well. And then when things start breaking down and whatever, like losing it, because sometimes those things, those idols and gods, God wants us to have things and possess things, but not let the things possess us. Seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, and everything else will be added. As it said earlier, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I leave for you, I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future. And God is not a liar. He is faithful to his word in the name of Jesus. There's, glory to God, we got to have the anointed in our lives through the word of God and through having faith and trust in God to destroy yokes, because God don't want us in bondage. And he is not giving us a people to be bound, glory to God. He was saying, come out from among you, be separated, touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Sometimes people still touching and tampering or hanging around people or being with people or in company of people and believers that you know they're contrary, saying and doing things contrary to the will. One day they're just wishy-washy. One day they're standing in faith. The next thing, glory, out there waving. Other times, I don't know, glory to God. And other times, they're doing things, glory to God, that's jealousy and envy and covenant and all this kind of stuff out of the will of the Lord. And you know some things that we see and know and then, but that's my friend. That's my real friend going to help you go to hell or jump off the cliff or fall off the cliff. Then, okay, so be it. You don't want to have an ear to hear the spirit of the Lord, or you're going to obey God and glory to God and be blessed, or you're going to suffer the consequences because of friendship. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. It's better, glory to God, to hear, obey God and walk in forgiveness, walk in love, to be able to let God put people in your path, glory to God, that let you and help you to discern what is of him and what's not. Like that prophet, glory to God, he told him and gave him instructions. He gave him one-on-one, glory to God. When you go to this town, you do this, 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 that, and the other. You don't stop. You don't eat nothing. You don't whatever like this. You don't drink nothing. You do and whatever. He did a portion of that. And then when this other false prophet come and say, the angel told me to tell you that the Lord said. Now, look, the angel told you, what did God say? That was a one-on-one. You're going to step back, and just because that was, he said he a prophet, you're going to step back and cancel out what God said when he spoke to you one-on-one. Go to his house, sit down and eat and do just contrary. Next thing you know, the false prophet going to prophesy to him now and so forth that you're going to die. And here it is, the lion going to turn back around and kill you on the road. And what if didn't devour you, didn't devour the donkey. When people passed by, that's what they saw. For God's word will come to pass. We don't know. Same thing with Saul being disobedient to the Lord and whatever like this, and told him to kill up all the Amalekites, this, that, and this. Don't leave child, don't leave this, don't leave cattle, don't leave nothing. You're going to bring back the best cattle, the animals or whatever it was. I don't remember what name they gave it at the time and so forth. Like, here it is and so forth, and the king and all this right here. And then when, glory to God, the prophet comes, Samuel, I did everything that God told me, did you? Why are you bleeping, glory to God, of sheep in the background? The people. Well, what did God tell you? God told you to do such and such. Being rebellious and stubborn and even some other things, being, glory to God, found yourself falling away from the things of God. So now, glory to God, now you will end up, you and your son, glory to God, end up, your throne been taken from you. Now your kingship, you still on the throne in the physical, but you've really been dethroned already. He raised up David. But later on down the road, here it is, you and your son on the battle and so forth will end up dying. But praise God, there is a way that seems right into man, but that way leads to destruction. And even though it seems a time before it ever transpired, when God's word said it's going to come to pass, I don't care if it was 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, if he said a thing, it's going to come to pass as he said it. Hallelujah. So it's best to obey God in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We praise God. Glory to God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I may not understand, but they are ordered by the Lord. may cause some tears. The steps that may cause me to feel like throwing in the towel may cause me people to misunderstand me or criticize me. But I hear God say, glory to God, Romans 28, he'll work things together, all things together for good for those that love the Lord according to his purpose. We just read Jeremiah 29 and 11 about the purpose, glory to God, in this earth realm of what God has, glory to God. And he'll cover us and he'll back us up and he'll prove himself and he'll tell the devil, glory to God, the destiny can't stop here. So we've got to remember, greater is he on the inside of us than he after us. And then sometimes we may become weary, but it says weary, it means to be worn out in strength, to be worn out in energy, to be worn out in freshness, to be completely exhausted, as the woman of God says. The enemy wants to, glory to God, to wipe us out. But we heard, glory to God, the scripture says, but now, glory to God, and well, do be not weary in well-doing. Glory to God, you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank, glory to God, can't. Think means to lose consciousness and awareness of what's going on around you. And that's what the enemy will try to break you down and have you delirious and have you so caught up and bombarded with things. And sometimes we don't release things like we ought to. And that's when he'll have us all bound up and fearful and fretful and complaining and murmuring and whatever like this. And get to a point, glory to God, we can't get our feet back on the ground to get steadfast and move up. All about faith, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Faith not, faint not. You can't lose consciousness to the snares of, and the traps of the enemy. That's why you must pray. You must, glory to God, you must, glory to God, not faint. Things, glory to God, and your situations and circumstances everywhere, they're going to be, glory to God, wearing on us like we're wearing our clothes. But nevertheless, we got to make sure, like the woman of God just said, if I'm not sure, what was that scripture, something like this for? She had just finished saying, at the end of the word about God giving us, glory to God, beautiful ashes, and praise God. And we got to take off these graveyard clothes and whatever and not allow the enemy to cause us to be weighted down with. We got to keep looking to the hills with coming to our help, casting these cares back to the Lord, be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. When we get weak, call on somebody that you know is prayed up and anointed and appointed and transparent and standing and living and got your best interest in heart that you can pray with and not just somebody just a feel-good prayer. Glory to God, and be able to accept when, glory to God, when things come and it seems like contrary will wins, but they're not. When God got to correct you, and he may send some correction, may not like what you want, but if it's a witness that is God, then we're willing to submit to God's will, glory to God, to get in that place of steadfastness and obedience in our faith, glory to God, then it's going to be for the better of us. We may, glory to God, get blocked with toxin in our body and need to have a release, and a little bit might be coming out, but not enough, but you're sick, and glory to God, and feeling weak, and whatever, but whether you, glory to God, get some type of laxative to release it, and back on the day, you say, castor oil, cleanse your system out of the toxins. Some toxins we need to cleanse out of our system, glory to God, with some of these attitudes and some of these preconceived notions and some of these things that we've been reared up with and said, and come to find out they are contrary to God's will. And some things, glory to God, old wives' tales and all this kind of stuff. And some things are just out of emotions that people have conjured up. We need to get rid of all of that and make sure we're hearing God's word and rightly dividing the word of God so we can walk, glory to God, in faith. We can walk with assurance. We can walk, glory to God, and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. Glory to God. We can run and not be weary. We can be to a place where we can soar like the eagle above the circumstances. We can walk, glory to God, and walk by faith and not by sight. We can be where we can be like the Bible told Peter, Jesus told Peter, that the devil desires to sift him that wheat. He desires to sift us and is trying to and doing for some people. But he said, I'm praying that your faith fail or not. But when you've been converted, when you done went through and became an overcomer, triumphant, and victorious, then you can strengthen your brother and help somebody else through this. But you can't help them murmuring and complaining and, oh, glory to God, you can't help nobody when you're walking, glory to God, in the ditch and they in the ditch and whatever like this, right? Somebody got to make up their mind, I'm not going in the ditch. I'm not going. And if I did fall, I'm going to get up. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to look up to the hills with coming my help and realize it comes from the Lord. I'm going to stand on the promises of the Lord. I'm going to speak and decree and declare until it comes, as the word already been said. I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they were until they come to pass. Glory to God. So we got to get to a point. We can't be faint-hearted in the name of Jesus. And we got to be able to cast the care, walk in forgiveness, and walk in love. Even when people wrong us, God says in James that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So there's going to be some testing time. There's going to be some tribulation. But glory, I be of good cheer. Glory to God. Jesus said, glory, there are going to be some of those things. But be of good cheer, if I've overcome the world. And there are going to be many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. What are we going to do with God's word? What are we going to do with it? Are we going to stand on it? Or are we going to complain about it and all about the wisdom, what we must do or ought to do or whatever like that? We got to get up and do. Be determined to tell God, I will sell out. I will sell out. I want all of it. Say, I'm tired of the half-stepping or glory to God, holiness or hell. Sell out today. Devil, I'm not no longer accessible to your availability. Glory to God. Set out to God. I'm sold out to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to live my life according to what God's word says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Purify my own heart. Cleanse us, glory to God, inner thoughts, and examine the very motive behind all the actions and the attitudes. Is there anything that's displeasing in your sight? Praying, glory to God, repentance. Praying, glory to God, awakening to the truth of obedience. In grace, in your grace, you would root out, glory to God, sin and intentions of sin so we can live godly in a holy and righteous life to walk in the agape in the name of Jesus. Wait on the Lord and be patient. Healing is coming. Breakthrough is coming. Wait on the Lord. Provision is coming. Courage is coming. Glory to God, in glory to wait. While I'm waiting, I will be worshiping. While I'm waiting, I will be praising. While you are waiting, while you're complaining, you can pray. Still complaining, why don't we pray in the middle of the storm? Why am I waiting? While I'm waiting, I will be praising, waiting on the Lord and being renewed your strength. Part of this, a little bit out of that song, glory to God, about elevation. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thought it was appropriate at that time, glory to God, when I wrote this thing, glory to God, and said, watch your mouth. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. Because we are speaking things like my sister just mentioned something too. You said it and so forth like this, and now go out, you're going through it and whatever. We got to know some things. We are prophesying those things to come to pass. And God done said in his word, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Glory to God to speak life. And then he also told us, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So be careful. He said, watch our mouth. We got to put, even the word tells us to put a watch over our mouth. And he even told us, glory to God, to M. James, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, you'll get caught up in the word. You keep going on and on and on. Praise the Lord. So I think my 20 minutes is up. Praise God. I think I just stepped on it just then. Praise the Lord. The Lord want us to be able to stand on his word, trust him, have faith. Only thing please him is God. And we're always going to be finding more and more glory to God to say about the Lord and stand on his word and revealing and telling us and he warning us over and over and over. Glory to God, and knowing that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So we got to be to a place that truly, glory to God, I want to be standing in the promise of the Lord. I want to be a blessing, want to be a help to others, but we got to do it God's way, and we got to deny this flesh, crucify it, and let God go in and do the inner cleaning and everything, glory to God, and the things that sometimes how we think about certain things, still yet God's dealing with. I like what Paul said, glory to God. He said for his light affliction, you know that man had to have a powerful relationship with the Lord for all the stoning and been stoned and glory to God and been beaten, glory to God, and shipwrecked and bitten by snakes and all kinds of stuff and in prison for all that, but he called it his light affliction. You get to a place that you can rise up to a point that you trust and you love God with all your soul, heart, mind, and soul. Glory to God, everything in you. I know I'm missing that up a little bit, but so much so, glory to God, you'll be so entangled with him. Glory to God, it's like somebody scrambling eggs and you can't unscramble them, praise the Lord, or whatever. And be so tied up in the Lord and what his promises that you're willing to suffer, go through and be able to stand and be able to know the outcome, glory to God, is for to be able to live with him but accomplish the mission that he has down here to say, glory to God, I fought a good fight. Glory to God, and now, hallelujah, going on to glory. But while I was here, I'm going to do what I have to do to get through it. And that relationship where he can bring you out of your flesh over into that spirit, man, when you get so caught up and tired and entangled up and trusting and resting in him and obedience to his word and not walking in fear, not saying that fear may knock at the door, but standing that, God, nevertheless, what your word is saying. So we thank God, glory to God, for what he's done, and we will speak, glory to God, life, and glory to God, not doubt, and speak, glory to God, belief, not unbelief, glory to God. When we go through, we want to refrain from saying anything that's contrary to the will of the Lord and stand on his promises. And continue to pray one for another, lift each other up, build each other up, and never think more highly of ourselves than others, and esteem others more highly than ourselves. Thank God again for the word tonight, for the woman of God, and for what was already said. Glory to God, even for us walking in the peace of God, the fear of God, because he said he'll give us the fear of God, glory to God, the beginning of the fears of wisdom. And God, we got to know, glory to God, that he'll give us that peace that passes all understanding, that when we keep our hearts and minds set fast on him, as he said in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. I bless the Lord again as we learn to think on those things that are true, lovely, noble, of a good report. Glory to God. If there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Thank God again for tonight and what he's done. Hallelujah, because God will give us that peace in the midst of the trouble and the trials. He will answer us, and he will work it for the good. And some things he'll do that we may not understand. He's still trying to kill off this flesh. Sometimes it's just for him to get some glory. And sometimes, glory to God, hallelujah, he just wants to be magnified in the earth realm. Amen. We bless God again for all that was already said and done. We're going to, oh, my computer stepped off the screen for a minute. Glory to God, it didn't step off the screen, but it jumped off the screen so I can be able to open the lines. Father, we do thank you again tonight for the word and for glory to God, what you've already done and what you are doing. And we thank you, Lord God, for the promises of the Lord, added rich and make it no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for these prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you for the peace of God that passed all understanding. Hallelujah. We thank God, glory to God, for you blessing us to be able to come together tonight. It hadn't come up yet. We glorify you. We bind up Satan, all his little cohorts, and every set of trap, plot, plan, and scheme that he tried to come up with against us. We thank God for the word and the promises. I shall get it up in a minute. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor. Keep our family and our church family covered in the blood, these prayer warriors and the anointing. We give you glory. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Get ready to open the lines now. Thank God for the woman of God. Pray the virtue back in her body, too, as well. As well as myself, we thank you, Lord. We bless you for all that you do and the promises that's still yet to come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping you. Hallelujah. A couple more lines to open, and we will be able to take the, yes, now we can, praise the Lord, find out whether the prophet has anything to say before we go any further. First of all, we got to find out if there's anyone that needs prayer, and then we'll have Prophet Bird, praise the Lord, to speak. Anyone that needs prayer, praise the Lord. If not, then Prophet Bird.
Praise God, glory to God. What a word tonight. I enjoyed that word coming forth tonight. Just like you were saying, we can't get caught up in the world system or what the world is doing. We got to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe God's word above anything as this happening in the world today. Also, like my sister, when she was talking about the disciples, what came up into my spirit is when they told her they would give to them what they had. A lot of times we are praying for certain things, but God knows what we need, and he would give us what we need sometimes instead of what we thought we needed when we was asking him. Because when the man was able to raise up and walk, it was far better than giving him something just for that day.
Man.
With his legs and being able to move his legs, he can feed himself for many days. He can get a job and do other things. So we have to know that when God don't do exactly what we say, he's already worked it out in the background, and he always have our best in hand. So we have to just trust God and walk by faith in everything that we do. I enjoyed that word fully tonight. And even as we reflect on it, it is a end time word. It is for right now.
Yes.
Because we are here right now. And we got to know that we do have to be wise. We have to be careful of the company that we keep. And we have to stay connected to the source. And I just give God praise for the word that went forth tonight. It's a sustaining word. And it is a word, it's almost prophecy in itself. So we got to know the times that we're living in. So we bless God for that word tonight. Both of you did a magnificent job. Enjoy that. Praise God.
Praise God. I know that was sad to be God. Help me, Jesus. As I was going with it, that's why I got my...
Good word. Good word. Good
praise
word.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else now?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Rachel.
I yield to her if you want me to. I thank God for what the word tonight, because we cannot waver. We otherwise going to trust God. I look at Job. Suppose he had wavered. Suppose he had waved. You know, I don't know if God's going to do this. I don't know if God's going to flesh back on my bones and listen to his wife or curse God and die and his friends. And suppose he had wavered and just did not trust God, he would have lost it all. But God, he kept his trust in the Lord. And I give God the glory for that, because I look at myself. If I had wavered, I would have sent some wars in my heart today. But I thank God I don't have sent some wars in my heart. God healed my heart. He's still in the healing business. I had to say it. I thank God for my auntie. I thank God for her speaking the word, because the word is true. And if we just stand fast on the word and get up in the morning with a praise, put our praise music on, because the enemy starts time you hit the floor. You gotta be ready. Good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Be ready with a praise on your lips. And then put your praise music on. Just talk to him. It's mighty good. I tell you, God is God all by himself. And I thank God for Pastor BJ. I thank for what she said. I thank you. Because you know what? We have to be faithful and watch what we say out of our mouth. Because we have what we say. If we believe that we are the healed, then we are the healed. Because it is written in the word of God. He hung on that cross for all the best. It's written. So whose report are we going to believe? Are we going to believe Jesus' report? Are we going to report the report of the man? Man is not going to destroy this world, because Jesus said so. He said he was coming back to receive it. So we thank God for the word of God. All we got to do is stand. Just stand on the word, unremovable. Trust God with everything within us. Don't let down. Sometimes I remember when I was used to break down, and I'm like, Lord, what is this right here? Mm-mm. Don't let no doubt come in your mind. Mm-mm. I can hear Pastor BJ. No doubt. God's going to bring you out. And guess what? Every time God has brought me out. God be to glory, y'all. I love Jesus. I love y'all with all my heart. I thank God for each and every prayer warrior. I thank y'all for y'all prayers. I just thank God for being a part of Block Talk Radio. I thank him, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to give the glory and honor and praise to the Most High God. I thank and praise God for Mother Magdalene McCormick. And that message, praise God, beautiful. I thank and praise God how she talked about being steadfast and unmovable in your faith. And then she said, you've got to prepare yourself, praise God. so many wonderful points that she brought out, praise God, about you've got to exercise your faith. You must pray to exercise your faith, praise God. You got to study the word, standing on the word, keep God's word, and have a determination to live for Jesus, praise God. And I like how she mentioned how God will keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, praise God. She mentioned other points, praise God, a number of points, praise God. And she mentioned something about the scripture that talks about ever learning and not ever able to come to the knowledge of truth. And if you're not going to take God at his word, trust his word, praise God. And I like to say the word of God in faith, praise God, believing what you're asking for is going to come to pass, praise God. Hallelujah. If you're not going to stand and have faith in God and trust that he's big enough to do what he's saying, praise God, yep, you're still learning and you haven't come to the knowledge of the truth. So I thought that was a profound statement, praise God. And then she mentioned about how the testing of your faith produced something. And I know she mentioned a couple of scriptures, praise God, that mentioned faith worketh something. And it, in other words, it produced something in our lives that is obviously necessary. Sometimes we think we've arrived, but praise God, when you're tested, you'll find out what's still on the inside that's trying to, the trying of your faith is trying to produce something on the inside of you, praise God. A lot of times we got to get ourselves together, praise God, before we can have faith and stand on the word of God on behalf of someone else. And she said, stop looking back. I heard that. Stop looking back. You cannot go forward until you stop looking back, praise God. You can't make it on this journey alone, praise God. And I thank and praise God when she said that, I hear the Father saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I heard also Minister BJ say, you know, we're on this journey together. And there's a scripture, I think it's in Hebrews, praise God, 10 and 24, I believe. We are to provoke one another to love and good works, praise God. And we are on this journey together, praise God. We're not an island, that's what I heard, praise God. Faith says what, this is what I just made a note, faith says what the word of God says. So we have to get in the word of God and learn what God, and I thank and praise God for the transparency of Mother McCormick, because she said she used to go to church and not, she didn't even take her Bible. So she don't know, the preacher could have been telling her anything. Hello, somebody, and that's for us today. So it's good to get in the word and find out what God has said for yourself. I used to tell my son, know the Lord for yourself, son. Praise God. Hallelujah. But any case, and I heard her talk about, I use this, the great exchange. What's the great exchange? God said he'll give us what? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You see, that's a great exchange. In that same Isaiah 61 in verse 3, he says he'll give us what? Beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, praise God. God gives us great things, praise God. Instead of the bad things, God give us the wonderful things, praise God. Minister BJ, off the chain, praise God, you once again came out the gate, praise God, bringing that word, praise God. And I like what you said in the teaching of the scripture, Mark 4, 35 through 41, and I put down, why are you, and that's a question for us today as saints. If we're walking in faith and God chases, hello somebody, why are you so fearful, and how is it, the writer says, how is it that you have no faith? And God has given us all a measure of faith, but are we applying that faith? Hello, somebody. You don't have to have but a little bit, I'm told, just the mustard seeds, but use that, glory be to God. And then I heard Minister BJ say, what have you, and she, when she said, what have you done with your faith? See, I had already wrote that down. I know, what have you done with the word that you heard? I heard her say that, praise God. And if you're walking, praise God, hallelujah, by faith, hallelujah, then you've got to say what God's word say, hallelujah. So you got to study the word, know what his word says, trust him, because he is his word. Hello, somebody. And the last time I checked, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is going to still stand. So we must trust God. I heard her talking about being transformed by renewing your mind. And I say, renew your mind with what? With what God says. Praise God. Hallelujah. I could say much more. I thank and praise God for both you ladies. Outstanding job. God bless you. And as Pastor Sim say, I bid you, how she say it, prosper in the kingdom way. Praise God. Live long life. Praise God, and prosper in the kingdom way. God bless you both. I love you. God bless you. Wonderful word. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Madam McCormick. I thank God for you, baby. You did a beautiful job tonight, especially when you talk, because I speak to some young ladies, and boy, they think because they make mistake in the past, it's going to keep them down. But God just used you tonight to bring it when you said, God can clean your plate. Baby, I said, go, Sister McCormick. Thank God for using you for that, because what it is that mean, you can't do nothing about the past, as you said. But God can cleanse you up, baby, but you can do something about the future, a better future. So I was just enjoying when you were saying those things, because it's nothing but the Lord was using you to bring this up, because you have quite a lot of young people that make mistakes and think that's the end. That's not the end, baby. God have a better future for you. So I thank God for using you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Give God the glory and the honor tonight to be able to listen to these two awesome warriors tonight as they share the truth of the word with us. And sometimes you can hear it over and over and over and over, and every time you hear it, it's something different. And Mother McCormick, in her teaching, she said, be steadfast. That word jumped out at me. Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. And this is a labor. It's a labor of faith and love, because you know that you're going to be rewarded at the end. No matter what, God's word is truth. We thank you and we appreciate that so much. And then Pastor BJ came behind her and she said, follow God's instruction. You know, a lot of times we want to do it our way, and our way doesn't work. Follow God's instruction, and you'll be blessed. Do it like he said do it. And then she said another sentence that jumped out at me that Pastor BJ said, sit now. And now just hold on. We hear that a lot. Just hold on. How do you hold on? You hold on through faith. And you believe that God's word is true, and that allows you to hold on. Mother McCormick said, you can't do it by yourself, and you can't. But if you follow God's instruction, don't lean to your own understanding, because leaning to your own understanding will get you in trouble. And I'm wanting to know, you do it the way God instructed you to do it. So we praise God for these mighty warriors tonight, and we thank you, and we ask God to continue to bless you, that you'll be able to share this word in clarity, that others may understand and be blessed and be able to move a little further and have a little bit more faith because somebody shared the anointed word with them. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord. Anyone else before we speak? Praise God. I mean, before we allow the speaker, glory to God, to come back and share her remarks. Is that the last person? We thank God for all those that did come onto the line tonight. What a blessing. Oh, wait a minute. We've got two more. Somebody came on late. Let me put them in too. Praise God. anyone else that has anything else to say. I have another line to open up. Anybody else? Okay. Well, praise God. We thank the Lord again for the word tonight. Mother McCormick, you can go ahead and I'll make my remarks. I'm supposed to be making a remark. Okay, my remark is praise God. I thank God for. No, let me let you go ahead on and speak, and I'll share my remark for
you. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord again. I thank each and every one for the remorse. Thank you all for your remorse on tonight. And there's two little things I want to read for you to encourage you a little further, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know Christmas is coming up. And here's something I want to read. There is a gift, and the gift is Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait till Christmas. Your gift is always waiting for you because God loves you, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if Susan Holt was saying, wait on the Lord, what I'm saying, change is going to come. Change is coming. He is going to break every change. You will win. It's yours. Put it on the altar. Everything you've been worrying about, put it on the altar. Praise God. Thank God.
Amen. Praise God for you tonight. What a powerful word. Glory to God. The Lord bless you to bring tonight. We praise God how some of the words has already been said. Glory to God how God bless and use you today. Praise God. And how you were saying, we got to keep our minds to be fixed on the Lord, God, and so forth. Not, it's not, wait a minute. Am I reading this what you said, or am I reading something somebody else? Amen. Oh, yeah, that's you, praise God. And some things, I'm trying to remember some things that just when you first came on, talking about the lame man. And I like what Pastor Bird brought out, a wonderful point, glory to God, when she was talking about, when she thought about the lame man to tonight, and also what you said about the silver and gold. Have I known, as Peter had said, glory to God, to the man, and then how the Lord blessed when he even spoke that, how the man got up and how the Lord blessed in it, and saying how God would supply our needs in there, how you were encouraging us, you know, how when people are on the street or something that you meet or somebody you come in contact with, you may not have the financial, you may not have funds to give them, or you may not have the food. Sometimes you may have that because they may be needing that sometime before you can even talk to them. But what you do have, you can share Jesus. You can encourage them, and you can give them the word, and so you can at least plant a seed of faith. And then you might be the one that's not the one to plant the seed, but you might be the one that water that seed. Praise God. And God is our protector, and he will never, like you're saying, how God even blessed and protected that man, even though he, the situation he was in. And sometimes in our life, we don't even know that he's protecting us. Sometimes we find that out more, how God is really protecting us while we're out there in the world. After we get saved and some of the things that we went through, if it wasn't for the hand of God, we wouldn't even be here. Praise God. Psalm 27:2, we said, when the wicked came to eat up my flesh, against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The word says, touch not my anointed and do my. And we never know, glory to God, who God may have among us. Praise the Lord. But so in some of the things, some of the people already have said, and glory to God, and how we got to be grounded, and glory to God, and we can't, we don't want to, we got to make sure that we be committed to follow Jesus. And also what you said in James 1:12, blessed is the man that remains steadfast. He will, you know, when he goes through his tests, and praise God, and it's vitally important. So that's that relationship that we got to get to, that we can be to that place where we trust God and rest in him and not be fearful and know there'll be trials and tribulations that come, but no, glory out, this too is going to pass. But I thank God you did a wonderful job on the word. So many other things can be said, but just want to let you know that I also appreciate the word that came forth tonight. Bless the Lord, and we thank God, glory to God, for all that was said. Is anything else anybody missed, or someone that had anything else they want to say before we get ready to close? And I'll make the announcement for our next speaker, because remember Pastor Mitchell is going to be our next speaker, but she didn't get to do it at the end of this month. Plus, this is the time she would have been speaking, was around the time of her birthday, and plus she had some other things with the church. So she just requested to do hers in the second week in November. We will be using the fifth Sunday. And those that can, and will, because we're trying to get these rounds out before the end of the year to go right back around. And some of the ones that hadn't been called out lately is because when you started in August, I think with Mother Willette and whatever, like this, and then Alexander, and then on after that right there. So I'm trying to go back around to the ones that didn't get to speak till we can get to that point for the end of the year. And also remember in December 2nd, we will have the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, 31 years, I think, but it might be the 32nd year, whichever. But it comes up, and Blog Talk with Divine Connection come up under that heading of that ministry. But that will be our time about 11 o'clock in Columbia, South Carolina. I hit the address. We were going to go ahead and celebrate a small anniversary celebration during that time. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know if she's left off the line or not, or did she even come on? I think it was Minister Parker. I had a prayer request. But, you know, that's for her to speak that request, not mine, if she do to make a request. If she's not there, then if not, then we're going to go ahead on and get ready to close. And I will call to confirm, instead of making an announcement over the airways, I need to confirm our next speakers. And this time I will try my best. We had so much going on with my family and other people's families and other things going on. This week I was a little late getting that request out, but I know after this fifth Sunday we're on Pastor Sims, if she's available, and I get back with the other speakers, if the fifth Sunday that she's available, which it will be not this week, but that will be next week, so because I made this mention back here a few weeks back that we might have to use it fifth Sunday once in a while to get everybody in. And so those that are available can come on, fine. If not, keep the prayers going. And we will have, you know, prayer tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Keep our young people. It's very important. And even this time we were praying for some special requests still yet for my grandson, too, as well. And all of our grandchildren and great-grands for some of you all. And a special request for some challenges that are going on at school and in his life. But in the meantime, thank God for Mother Willette. She prayed for him the last time. I'm just trying to keep that that up before the Lord. Amen. But in the meantime, is there any other requests out there? If none, then we're going to say good night and thank God again for the word and pray God's virtue back in her, as well as you all praying for myself as well and our families and loved ones. Pray God's blessing on every one of you. Thank God for the blessing. I still let Mother McCormick, you did what you're supposed to do, get back in touch with Mother Pastor Sims, but I was supposed to be trying to get with Minister Black. When some of you all that have his number, I guess, between myself and trying to juggle some other things, I got to try to make sure I do call, but we're not going to try to bombard him with whatever, but at least check on him and find out how he's doing. And, you know, like I said, after a while, if it's for him to take a little break, then, you know, however, you know, God's, you know, he's a man of God. He's praying that he can hear clearly and pray that his body is doing well and family. And so I know this was a busy week, a busy month, he had said, for them too as well. So, but it'll still be good for us to keep checking on one another. But, Father, I do thank you for blessing him, blessing the family, the church family, Blog Talk Radio, all of our families and loved ones. And, glory to God, we pray for whatever may be coming up in our lives, appointments or things that we're challenged with our bodies, our families, and anything that's going on with ministry. However, you know everything about us, and you know all the things that concerns us concerns you. So we thank you for working it out, touching, healing, delivering, encouraging. Help us to stay focused. We pray for Israel. We pray for Ukraine. We pray for this United States to turn back into in God. We trust. We pray, glory to God, and be all the evil forces of the trying to control the manipulation of these countries. God, we are praying, help us, keep us every day as we go in and out these various places. Cover us all on the blood. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to hear your voice and listen and be steadfast in the faith and not to be in fear and to put you first and and to trust you and to know, glory to God, you got a way of working everything out for the good. And help us to know there's new things and greater things yet to anticipate of expectancy of for what you want to do in our lives, regardless of all the evil things that are going on around the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Greater is he on the inside of us. And help us, Lord, to feed our spirits with your word and trust you on board, to trust you, glory to God, that you'll take us through it and bring us to the other side. What we may have to go through, glory, on some broken pieces sometimes to get there, but you turn it around and work it for the good that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. And giving us that power, too, that you've given us to speak to those conditions, that peace be still, bind and loose the curse and cancel, and know who we are in Christ Jesus. As our mother always encourages us, that we are also fearfully, wonderfully made in you. You see us under the blood, under the blood. Praise God. Help us to love one another, pray one for another, and glory to God, forgive one another, and strength to each other that we pray. And God, we thank you. We will not be a people that will be selfish and set up our vows against one another when there is a need among us and those, glory to God, that are going through as well. Sylvan Gomez, may I may not have, but we can speak a word of life and encouragement. And when we do have it, let us not shut our vows up and be able to release it for those, glory to God, that may be challenging going through, because we may be a challenge at some time or another. We just love you today, and I thank you for all that you've done and doing. We love you, we appreciate it, and we glorify you. And we bind you up, Satan, all your cohorts, every set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, even this COVID, we bind up and cancel out of silence. All this killing and murdering and all the other horrible for foul spirits and every lie that you said about homosexuality is the norm. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life and ear for those to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, that the truth will come and penetrate those hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we are required to love, not to condone. We love you tonight. We appreciate it. And we thank you for strength and courage now to move forward and to live a life according to your will, steadfast in the faith, holding on to the promise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for you all. Shalom, shalom. Be blessed and be encouraged in Jesus' name. Angels,
amen, and shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good night. God bless.
Word, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.